25th case of Brookcliffe record. The hermit of Lotus Flower Peak held up his staff and showed it to the assembly, saying, "When the ancients got here, why didn't they consent to stay here?" There was no answer from the assembly, so he himself answered for them, because they didn't gain strength on the road. Again he said, "In the end, how is it?" And again he himself answered in their place, "We must have a cross my shoulder. I pay no heed to people. I go straight into the myriad peaks." The hermit Lotus Flower Peak held up his staff and showed it to the assembly, saying, "When the ancients got here, why didn't they consent to stay here?" There was no answer from the assembly, so he himself answered for them, "Because they didn't gain strength on the road." Again he said, "In the end, how is it?" And again he himself answered in their place, "With my staff across my shoulder, I pay no heed to people. I go straight into the myriad peaks." Hermit of Lotus Flower Peak, according to commentary, this Zen master lived with on the top of the Mount Lotus Flower Peak. He built his own hut on the top of the Mount Lotus Flower Peak, and also he constantly showed his teaching holding up his staff, and saying, "When the ancient means the patriarchs, Buddha's patriarchs, when the ancients got here, why didn't they consent to stay here?" Staff implies, in this case, what would you say? What is real life? What is real thing of life? Well, we say truth. What is ultimate, real thing of human life? There is a stuff anyway. stuff means stick, or this kind of stick or long stick, when which is used for the monks or for Zen priest when they walk. Well, long one and short one, whatever it is, anyway, that is stuff. And in his whole life, he just answered to any kind of questions doing like this. Just like a good Zen master always show one finger, whatever people asked him, without saying anything, just to show one finger. Or another Zen master, named Russell, always sat in the Zen, facing the wall, whenever whoever visited him to discuss on some aspect of Zen Buddhism, he didn't say anything. Immediately he sat in the Zen and facing the wall. That way was carried in his whole life without change. That's fascinating. It's pretty hard to do that, because human beings are pretty noisy, you know. If you always show one thing, whatever you ask, you say you put a certain level on him, he's crazy. Don't you think so? Even look at Zazen. If you are constantly doing Zazen without anything, without any reward, you don't believe this. So very naturally, teacher, is very hard to stand up before people who really speech greedy. Greedy and spiritually, so teacher gives something, candy and etc., in order to make them satisfy. That is a very common type of existing religion, so-called religion. Okay. Well, from now on, anyway, I don't think that is real religion. Okay. I don't want to use religion either. I don't know how can I call it. But the important point is, forget it, let it term the word religion. Okay. If I use religion, you really sort of consciously or unconsciously, you resist. Don't you think so? You resist immediately. So forget it. Anyway, forget that term. But from now on, anyway, for the future, the important point in real religion is to know, to realize what is real life. What is real life? What is it? You, whether or not, now regardless of whatever kind of religion you believe or not, anyway, you have to understand this, you have to research forever. That is what is the point. Okay, from now on. You don't understand very much. There are person who use just one thing in his whole life to answer to any kind of questions. That is fascinating. It's wonderful things. For instance, if you just take care of your daily routine without stumbling over, you know, just waking up and go to wash your face, go to Zazen, just walk and come back. And if you can do this in your whole life, okay, believe or not, or regardless of whether you believe in any any kind, even though you don't believe in any kind of divinity itself, if you can do this in your whole life, it's wonderful, it's great, but you can't do this. And so, I told you before, you know, in the Lotus Sutra, you know, the sun, moon, like Tathagata, was born in this world. Other Buddha named the sun, moon, like Tathagata. Okay? And the next generation, he was born, there was a Buddha named the sun, moon, like Tathagata. And in the next life, in the next generation, there was a Buddha named the sun, moon, light, Tathagata. For century after centuries, Buddha was born in this world, but the same person, same person, same name. This is very important for us. You know, what is real life? Real life never change anyway, from generation to generation. Anyway, life was born in this world named the life. Life to start. And next, in next generation, life was born, and it was named Life Tathagata. The same thing, after generation, exactly the same. One thing, one of the famous the famous thinker and the writer in French named Rousseau. According to him, he says one is born with nothing. One dies with nothing, means with nakedness. We were born with nakedness, we die with nakedness. This is very nice, very nice. This is the same things. Whatever generation comes, well, exactly same. But I don't know how much the Rousseau searched this real picture of human existence through and through. I don't know. It's too questionable. But he said, like says, this is wonderful things. But more or less, not only, even though you don't study Buddhism, more or less, some of the human beings feel in that way. But they don't want to research because there is nothing to excite. So that's why they don't want. But more or less, they feel. So, we were born with nakedness, we die with nakedness. This is not something pensive or sad, this is real picture of human existence. We have to be, not have to be, we are already, we are already. Without exception, everybody. Or trees, birds, whatever it is. Before you were born in this world, after generation to generation, everybody does in that way. Maybe previous in your previous life, you did same things anyway. But this is very close, no gap between you and this real picture of life, exactly the same. You were born with a nakedness, you die with a nakedness. This is a very close thing. It is too close to understand. And also in the Lotus Sutra, Manjushri said to Maitreya Buddha, you had practiced meeting some mediate Buddhas in your past life, and then your life is exactly result of your previous life practicing in that way. And then when you were born in this world, you completely forget what you did. This is what I told you before, but this is a wonderful thing. But it is wonderful, but it is not always wonderful. For instance, primitive? This means, briefly speaking, it is too close to understand or too close to think. Well, this is completely beyond should you think of it or you shouldn't think of it, because it is always with you. For instance, your stomach is completely perfect. It's not necessary to think. Or it's not necessary to say you should or you should. Well, stomach perfect. If stomach is perfectly becoming one with you, that is completely beyond you should think or you shouldn't think. That is what is called real reality. Real reality, completely beyond your thinking or not thinking. That is, according to Buddhism, maybe we say absolute reality. Forget means that when you were born in this world, you completely forget what you did you have already a real picture of human existence which is very close to you. That is, birth is coming with nakedness, death comes with nakedness. It is, anyway, for instance, a human being likes, the other things. For instance, primitive people. Well, maybe in thousand years ago, primitive people lived in nature. Meeting the rhythm of nature, the sun coming up in the east, setting in the west, anyway. But it is not something strange, or it is not something they should think or they shouldn't think. Well, primitive people are completely accept and then live with it. Without thinking, be complete beyond they should think or they shouldn't think, because it is very close to their life. So for many, many years, for century after centuries, people are not necessary to think, or not necessary not to think, just facing, just they were face to face with the rhythm of nature, rhythm of life. Because it is one, it is exactly that rhythm of nature is exactly rhythm of primitive people's life. So no gap. So after century after century, we did in that way. And then after this, after century after century. Excuse me, after many centuries, and then human beings grow very much, physically and psychologically, and then they start to think, what is that? What do you mean? The sun rises in the east, or the sun sets in the west. What do you mean? And they started to think, what is the earth? What is the moon? What is the sun? How does the earth is operating in the relation with anyway the sun? And then very naturally they created lots of myths. That is a myth created by human beings. And then with the development of the human knowledge, human thinking, and then they research what is the earth. That is a physics. And so, after many centuries, we didn't notice this. Just be one with the rhythm of nature, because that rhythm of nature was exactly one with the rhythm of your life. So, it's not necessary to think and just to write on. But when their civilizations grows, they started to think, what is this? That is, and then we created the culture, so-called myths, and also sciences, religions, created lots of things. That's why Lotus Sutra says Maitreya Buddha, when you were born in this world, you forgot completely what you did. Means century after century, what we did was. Anyway, just to be one with the rhythm of nature, that's all. Beyond, you should think or you shouldn't think. Anyway, just like this. But if you read the Bible also says, if Adam and Eve, didn't think anything, just live with an naturalness. And also, finally, they started to think, what is this? And then they finally, do you know that? Do you know pretty well? But this is really true. It's not myth. It's really human life. And then we completely forget real picture of human life. Okay? Real picture of human life is exactly same as the rhythm of nature, the human existence. Exact. Beyond you think or you shouldn't think. It's just like this is a real reality or absolute reality. Your life is present in. And then when you forget, and then you start to live on your own way. But for many, many years, so far, we don't know yet. You don't know yet real picture of human existence. And then finally we start to think, what is this? And then we think of our life. And then, according to what religion, and physics, and psychology, and the I Ching, and the many things, and we can think of human life. But when you think this, the real picture of life, and create many things, myths, physics, psychology, religions, consciously, endlessly, you can create many kinds of myths you can create. So far, we have created. From now on, we could create more myths. The more human civilization is developed, pretty much, anyway. Constantly. You know, one of the teacher in Japan. Lived on his way, practicing Zazen and studying Buddhism, and finally he got the degree and PhD, and he got the position of a professor at the university, and finally he became a dean, and finally he became a president of a university, and also finally he came to United States and become an abbot, a bishop, and archbishop in Tesoro Zen. And then finally he went back to Japan, invited by many people in Japan, and put him in the abbot of a Heiji monastery. So his life is went very well. But finally, his body was completely, numbed.
Dead
and numbed, Paralyzed. Half of his body is completely paralyzed. So he couldn't get up. So he was always in his bed. And he said, this is my karma. This is my karma. He can say so because he was a Buddhist teacher, Zen teacher, and also he was already about the way his monastery, so he couldn't scream anyway. But let's imagine, this is a very good example. I often think that one. Whatever kind of position you have, whatever kind of knowledge you have, if you go to school so you can get the lots of knowledge, and then your head is big, and then the people respect you, you know lots, great. How did you learn? You know, many, many years, you go to school and then I got knowledge. But his life, your life is what? It's real life, there are lots of mess. Well, what I want to tell you is, if you want to get knowledge from the school, fine, you should get it. But an important point is, what is a real life is? Real life is anywhere to live with the peoples, the trees, birds, as much as possible. You try to live in peace and harmony instead of interrupting others. That is important point. If you can educate somebody like this, that's great religious education. Instead of giving knowledge of the philosophy, psychology. Okay. So if you want to educate children, so you say immediately, how can I teach the Zen Buddhism to children? Wow, it's pretty hard. Well, you can teach. But even in a family life, why don't you teach? Well, with your body, with your words, with your behavior, with your doings, well, and people catch your life. Let's live. This family life is exactly small scale of societies. What's the difference between this? Why don't you live with the peoples anyway without interrupting, hurting others? Anyway, why don't you think others' life and live in peace in them? If the children have this kind of sense of feelings in his life, that's wonderful, great. But education is, we believe education is to send the children to school, getting the lots of knowledge. Of course it is important. I don't mean you shouldn't. We should do it. But it is not all we have to do. So I often think this case, real case, well, I know him very much, so that's why I criticize sometimes. And then a friend of mine said, "You are wrong. You know, why don't you respect his positions?" He became anyway his reality because he became already abbot of age monastery. So great, invited by many people. It's great. Whatever reason they have, he has anyway. But anyway, I always think this. He got the very good positions: dean, professor, and dean of university, president of university, and also archbishop of American Buddhist Zen Buddhism, and also finally abbot of age monk. This is the highest position for the Zen priest, Soro Zen anyway. If you become abbot of age monastery, you're really proud of yourself. Oh, good boy. But right before this, well, his body was paralyzed. Let's imagine, if you were him, okay, what would you do? You scream, don't you think so? If I were him, I would like to scream. Hey, what is life? I always depend on, anyway, lots of myths and positions and philosophy, psychology we created. After we started, we have knowledge to think enough. And then we think, we create lots of things. And then finally we depend on this position because we want to be happy. But only we forget what we did in the past, just like the Lotus Sutra says. So all we have to do is try to create wonderful myths and philosophy, psychology, building big mansions. And people come together and looking at this, and then completely forget what they did in the past. That means we completely forget what is real life, real picture of life. I read some examples, you know, during Second World War, a person was in the position of army in Japan, the highest, you know, positions. And then the situation was completely perverted, you know. And then he lost official army positions. And also present that the atmosphere of Japan was completely messed. If you are, well, the official army, well, the officers, army officers, you know, the people didn't like him. So it was very difficult for him to find the jobs and to support him, his life. Because during the Second World War, the army officers lived pretty well, you know. Food, clothes, because army officers. But most people are very poor. No food, no clothes. So after this, complete situation was changed, and then the people didn't like. And then finally he tried to find a job, and finally he found a job, but that job is self-support, you know, so-called I Ching. And standing or sitting in front of the station, there are stations, if you went to the Japan, you can see there are lots of fortune tellers, you know, every station in the front of the railroad station, okay? And many people, sometimes in the evenings, almost, you know, in Tokyo, to more than 10 fortune tellers sat in the front of the stations and asking the people, come here to see your hands and itself, predict your life anyway. So he learned this, studied, because he was in the highest position when he was in the army, so he was not, you know, he was pretty smart and sharp, and so he studied this, and he got the happy life he had expected. And he lived wonderful for many years, and finally he was also paralyzed. And then one of the Zen teachers, they visited to see him because he knew him. So he visited to see him in his house. And he said, that person says, I didn't know which there is such a big trap. Do you understand? Big trap. Do you understand? Trap means, you know, let's see, when you were born, completely you forgot,
okay,
what you did. That means you forgot already what is the real picture of human life. You forgot. Because it is not necessary to think, or it is not necessary not to think, because that is real picture of your life. Your life is completely become one with the rhythm of nature, so it's not necessary. So that's why Lotus Sutra says you forgot anyway. And then after this, well, century after century, anyway, you didn't think. And then when you were born, and then after your birth, still you don't think. Because it's already there. And recently you started to think, you know. But already human beings created lots of, you know, myths and etc. Well, start to think what is the real picture of human existence, and then we explain real picture of existence. That is a myth. That is a philosophy, psychology, big mansions. But if you depend on this kind of stuff, you, well, build up huge mansions. But remember, you still forget. You still forgot. Anyway, what you did means, what means real picture of life. What is real picture of your life? And then you complete depends on this explanation of human existence. And then you believe, I got happy life. But this happy life is what? There is still a big trap. He has to be paralyzed. Well, not necessary to be paralyzed. Well, let's see the modern civilization, modern human life. Well, cancer, exactly the same. More or less, we are scared. We are threatened by cancer because there is no guarantees. I am immune to be, well, to become cancer. No guarantees. So more or less, everyone is threatened by cancer. And then when you become cancer, what do you do? It's a big trap because we don't believe this. Well, at that time, what is human life? You really want to scream. Because to be paralyzed or too paralyzed, your life is paralyzed, is not something you can think. You understand paralyzing your body. But it's not such a matter of understanding discussion anyway, not matter of understanding. It is real things that you have to experience directly. When you become paralyzed, I'm right in the bed every day. What do you do? Can't you accept your life saying, this is my karma? What is beautiful? But behind the karma, still we are screaming. Don't you think so? Burning. Mind, emotions. Lots of burning here. So you look at what you did. Depending on believing in your position, which is best. Happiness, whatever it is. What is this? That's why this Zen master, when the ancestors and the
essence got here, why didn't they consent to stay here? Means, what is your petition? What are you seeking for? What is the purpose of your living? To live is what? To live is to live for all sentient beings, beautiful, but still idealistic. To live, if real to live is what? It's really something practical. Complete beyond. You have to face to face with, anyway, reality. Okay? Complete beyond you think or you shouldn't think. And that time is pretty hard. You don't paralyze. To be paralyzed is not something you have expected. Cancer is not something you have expected or you don't expect. It's come up. It's reality. Also, this reality is complete beyond you should think, you should escape, or you shouldn't think. Complete there. And then you have to face to face anyone with this. That's pretty hard. It's really hard. That's why Buddha, the patriarchs, and all this doesn't consent to stay with a certain stage of spiritual experience or mental experience or physical experience, whatever it is. Anyway, constantly they have to come back to real picture of life and death. That is very close. You have to be born with nakedness, you have to die with nakedness. There was no answer from assembly. But that is a question. When the ancestor got here, why didn't they consent to stay here? That is a question to you, everybody. Why does? Buddhism always teaches us don't stay with a certain stage of human experience or sweet candy or emotions, whatever it is. Be free from this. Go forward. Go a step further. Anyway, day by day. Why does Buddhism emphasize this? That means not to stay. But it doesn't mean you should ignore a certain experience of human existence. You have to experience, but you cannot stay with it. If you become a doctor, you should experience. You should have experience of having a PhD, etc. But you cannot stay with the position, so-called doctor. So you have to be free from that is real realities. You have to help people. Understanding people's completely. Because people bring up various kind of cases, what you have never thought, what you have never studied at the school, so day by day, so different cases have occurred. So you should forget the PhD. Anyway, you have to keep your eyes open and to see the case, each case. So that's why this then teacher always questioned like this, but unfortunately there was no answer from the assembly. So he himself answered for them because they didn't gain strength on the road. On the road means the practice. They didn't get they didn't get strength in the practice. Means when you were born, and since your birth, and then what you have done. After having enough capability to think for human being, what real picture of human life? What do you mean by living? And then we try to explain about this from century after century. And then we create this myths, philosophy, psychology, and then we depend on this. Are you happy? This is the final goal we have to depend on. Well, even though you are not paralyzed right before you die, still you don't satisfy. So, because they didn't gain strength on the road, because finally you have to die, you have to march toward the grave with nakedness. Your position, monies, parents, brothers, whoever they are, anyway. It's pretty easy to say so in a word. But when you're face to face with this naked situation of life and death, you really scream. Because nothing to depend on. Well, we don't believe this. But that's why we have to, from century after century, we have to say so. We have to give a question to you, just like this Zen teachers, for many, many years, to answer your position, to answer the way to live. Again, he said, in the end, how is it? Finally, what is a human life? What is it? And again, he himself answered in their place, with my staff across my shoulder, pay no heed to people, I go straight into the meteor peaks. With my staff across my shoulder. Staff means the truth, okay? Real picture of your life. Being born with a nakedness, die with a nakedness. This is absolute reality, which is called truth. Beyond you have to think or you shouldn't think. Beyond you like or dislike. So, that's the real picture of life is, where is it? On your shoulder, across your shoulder, carry it. Regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not, with your staff, across the shoulder. I pay no need to people. Anyway, what is the purpose of living? What do you mean by to live? To live is to get a certain good position of being concerned about people's or paying attention carefully with how the people feel me or always okay, thinking that. This is real purpose of living in this world. Of course it is part of your life, but it's not real picture because you forgot already anyway. But sooner or later, you have to remember this. Okay. That's why the Lotus Sutra says, anyway, the Buddha tells you, you have to recall what you did. Means, you have to recall what is the real picture of your life. What is the real problem of life and death. Anyway, recall, sooner or later, in your whole life. So, with my staff across my shoulder, I pay no heed to people. All we have to do is to come back, anyway, to the original nature of life and death. I go straight into the median peak. That is exactly your picture. I go just strictly toward this real picture of life and death. At that time, there are meteor peaks, means lots of things come up in your knowledge, in your mind, in your consciousness. Lots of peaks of mountains exist. And also peaks means, the media peaks means vastness. It's very vastness, which causes human being to be free. I go straight into the myriad peaks, and then you can understand the various myriad aspects of human life, including trees, birds, etc. So all we have to do is, anyway, we have to experience in the dualistic world, after your birth, having a job, taking care of your daily routine, and taking the responsibility for your job and whatever it is, go to school, and get a position. Work with the people. This is important for us, but this is nothing but the explanation of real picture of life and death. We cannot stay with a position you have got. That is something you have to take responsibility for it for a certain period of time anyway. You have to take responsibility for your doings. But you can't stay with it. Believing this is a final goal, we have to depend on completely. So, you should get this. Positions, whatever, happiness, whatever it is you are aiming at, you should get. But you must be free from it. And you have to recall what you did. That is what it is. You have to recall what is the real problem of life and death. Anyway, you have to recall. Otherwise, your life becomes very realistic. Very realistic. No dream, no hope, no communication with the trees, birds. So you just egoistic, selfish. You don't want to live with the people. You live with the people. But you have never think, how to live in peace with the people. And trees, birds. Even though you're interrupting, hurting others, trees, birds, natures, you don't realize. You don't awaken to it. That is ignorance, we call ignorance. Still you believe your selfishness. This is my way. This is the final goal I should depend on. That's why, just like Guttazing Master,
showing of one human.
This is a wonderful teaching. But it is not imitating of somebody's teaching. It is not model of philosophical world. It is not model of metaphysical world. Not model of psychological world in relation with the human life. Showing one thing is something real. Something real. You have to return. But we don't understand that.
That's why we have to practice Zazen.
The thing is, directly you can experience this. Nothing to depend on. Just taking care of your breath. But what do you mean to take care of your breath? In the end, how is it? Can't you see the good concentration? That is a label. What is called good student.
No way.
In the world of good student, there is a trap, so-called paralyzed. We are paralyzed. When you are paralyzed, no way to take care of your life. You become crazy anyway. Scream. But no one helps. So still, you have to take care of paralyzing your life by yourself. That's pretty hard. Anyway, Zazen. That's why Zazen is not the means. Anyway, Zazen is return home and sit in peace in harmony. That is of Zazen itself. By Zazen, you try to attain enlightenment. Attain enlightenment, and the enlightenment you try to attain is all exactly same as social status and the positions and spiritual social status. So for me, it's not ridiculous, but it's fine. It is wonderful, but people believe that spiritual social status is best things we should depend on. That is the purpose of Zazen. I don't think so, okay? I'm sorry for you. But this is real picture. So all you have to do is, anyway, nothing to depend on. But there is one thing you can depend on. So-called nothing to depend on. Who is thinking this? This guy. This guy thinking. So I said, don't think. So you say, I don't think. But who's thinking that? So finally, there is reality, principle, so-called self. Okay? Maybe I can say something about self tomorrow. But anyway, self. It's not egoistic self. See the self as real reality, complete beyond I should think self or I shouldn't think self. Or I should think not thinking or I should think of thinking. Or I shouldn't think of between. Well, how can I say so? Whatever you think, there is a real reality, so-called self. Don't you think so? That's why Descartes says, I am thinking, therefore I exist. But this is, well, that's up to you. How much do you understand this one? Of course, it's wonderful teaching, but be careful. Buddhism thinking this, I am thinking, therefore I exist. Buddhism don't throw it away halfway. Buddhism, particularly Zen Buddhism, takes care of this through and through, okay, with sharp insight. With, anyway, bright, okay, bright glance, a glance of brightness through and through.
So that is real zazen. Okay? It's very hard for you. But all we can see, you can see is the pain and the boredom, and so finally you think, I should think something because it's pretty boring. So in order to be free from boredom, I should think something. So if I see you as zazen, I can see you in that way. Some of you thinking something. That time your zazen is very jellyfish. Your posture is still, but still your posture is zazen is up in the air, just like a butterfly. But this is not zazen. I don't want to hit you, but I don't want to let go. That's why I have to stay constantly, do zazen with your body. Well, without expecting anything now, just sit down there. Because this is a returning to the total picture, real picture of life and death. Being born with nakedness, dying with a nakedness. But we don't understand this because we have forgot already. Okay? Right after you are born in this world, you forgot. Well, fine. It's lucky for you. That's why you can create a lot of philosophy, myths, etc. But in a sense, it's crazy, you know, dangerous. So sooner or later, anyway, you have to recall what you did. That is a real picture of life and death. Anyway, recall what is real life. Okay. You know, a certain religion always saying to you, believe God, believe God. It's wonderful, wonderful, in a sense. But watch out, what is a God? According to us, I saw the TV program news, you know. Recently we have Christian people create educating children, you know, Christian education. It's wonderful in a sense, but in a sense, it's a little bit be careful. I don't mean that Christianity is something wrong, but that is a human problem, okay? Human problem. You know, children is very, you know, straightforward. So adult says you should believe this, and you should study this, and day by day, you know, lots of questions come up there, and you have to get answer to these questions of one big, thick notebooks, and lots of questions about religions. You have to answer, and then finally you believe it. But at that time, it's very difficult to see directly what the real problem of life and death. Because you already see life and death in terms of certain idea. So, that's why your head, your life become very stiff. You cannot move an inch. And also, when you come to Buddhism, you don't feel stable because there is nothing. But your background, always somebody gives you something you can depend on, you know, divinity, religious, spiritual, spiritual social status, you know, and spiritual candies, and you can depend on. And then you feel good. But a Buddhist is different. It's not Buddhism. Life is, real life is different, anyway different. Because who dies? Who was born? How you were born? How are you dying? Can't you be born in heaven? Who gave guarantee? You? Or priest? Or God? Jesus? Or Buddha? Who predict? Well, Buddha predict. But who is Buddha? Buddha is not somebody. You have to predict anyway, yourself. Can't you trust in your predictions, okay?
How do you know? Finally, nothing. So all you have to do is, real death is, please go ahead. That's all you have to do. If you want to scream, please scream. If you want to smile, please smile as you like. But final picture, real picture of life and death is, please go ahead. That's all. That's why Zen teacher always tell the students, I got a good experience of Zazen. Oh good, please sit down. Next day, then he said, Zazen, my Zazen is terrible. Please sit down anyway. Next day, how can I be free from delusions because I have lots of delusions? Oh, fine. Please sit down. And then finally, that he attained enlightenment someday. I got enlightenment and then rush into the to see the seeing the teacher and tell the, his experience wonderful. Please sit down. That is, just sit down, just like this teacher anyway. Just sit down. That is real to let you be right in the middle of the rhythm of life and death. Rhythm. Rhythm is not you, something you have to catch. Rhythm is something you have to live. You have to be there. Even though you, music concert, many beings exist in this world, but as a one, it must be rhythm, music.